Welcome to your daily devotional, May 11th. The serpent deceived me. Genesis chapter 3, verses 11 through 13. And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat?" Then the man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate." And the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." This is man's sorry response to falling from grace, way back in the Garden of Eden. If it didn't ring so true for us all, we might even find it humorous. God calls the man, Adam, on the carpet for the eating of the forbidden fruit. As the federal head of the human race, the first created, the Bible holds Adam accountable for this sin. It was not as if Adam was out somewhere in the Garden of Eden working when the original sin happened. Eve, the mother of all living, took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Everyone here plays the blame game. Adam blames Eve, then Eve blames the serpent. Each one throws the next one under the bus. So much for the dispensation of innocence. Now this serpent of old, the devil, does instigate sin. But Eve chose to commit the sin. And then, though Adam clearly knew better, he not only let his wife sin, but he jumped on board as well. Then all three would pay the consequences, the instigator and the two willing transgressors. Ever since that day, it has been the nature of man to avoid accountability. Many people are very good at keeping their sin secret from other folks, but the all-seeing God sees everything. So let's come clean, confessing our trespasses to Him and finding forgiveness and peace through the blood of His cross. In addition to taking responsibility for our own actions before God and man, let us learn that the only thing throwing others under the bus accomplishes is a breakdown in trust in our relationships. Finally, as we do acknowledge that the devil and his minions are busy causing trouble in the world, let us be mindful of the fact that we do have free will to do good or to do evil. "The serpent deceived me," or "the devil made me do it," simply isn't going to cut it. After all of this activity recorded in Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 14, the very next thing God did in verse 15 was promise a Savior who has victory over the devil. Jesus has already been there, done that. May we choose to live in His victory today. And if we sin, take responsibility, pray for forgiveness, and not repeat it.